Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fair kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Polishing up our act. And if you've been held down before, I know you refuse.
Like to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host this evening, Sheikh Ali Mam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C., a potentially fair city, but nevertheless, it has much growth that we know must come to pass. This city has been put under siege, under fire, and yet the truth that is crushed to the earth must rise again. As the Honorable Maya Angelou said, still I rise. No matter how much they crush you to the earth, still I rise. We're happy to welcome you tonight, and we want to talk on a subject. What exactly is America's justice system? What is the system? And what is America's criminal justice system? And does it mean that this is justice only for the non-melanin people or the non-melanated nations only to receive justice? And who has died and left the bigots and the degenerates and the pedophiles in charge of moving the goalposts, on the justice for we the people? And is reparations a call for justice or else? These are the questions before you tonight. On Black Power Radio, we are the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smart or dumb phone, and some of you may have an Android, and this guy sitting next to me, he has a paranoid phone, but by whatever means you've tuned in tonight, we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio, and we want you to get excited about it because we are excited about it. Oh, man, we've got quite a few online tonight along with that. We have a few hosts. We want to bring them out of South Carolina, out of the Washington metropolitan area, Los Angeles, and across the nation. Black Power Radio has no limited international audience, and we want to open the mic for our beloved Queen Mother and our spiritual advisor, the Honorable Queen Mother Beverly, the mother of Lavelle Lane, who was executed in the Spartanburg Detention Center. But she has been a strong activist on the front line for justice. And we want to welcome our beloved sister, Queen Mother Beverly. Welcome to Black Power Radio. And you're live right here on Black Power Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Under peace duress. And blessings, everyone. Peace and blessings. God bless you
peace
all.
Peace and blessings.
This evening, I'm kind of disappointed because this evening, in Gaffney, they had the county council meeting, and I didn't know because this is my first one. You had to sign up like a week before, you know, and nobody told me that. I should have did some research, but it was my bag because I went to the city council meeting in Spartanburg about 2 weeks ago, and I guess it goes to show you know, every county is different. Every place is different. There, you signed up right there when you walked in. You had a certain time to have your paperwork in for you to speak. And for Gaffney, I missed it, but they have another one coming up. One of the pastors here, CJ, informed me that they have another one coming up before the month is out. So I know, now I know, you know, you are responsible for what you know, not what you don't know. So now I know. And I will be in attendance for the next one. But he spoke. You know, we have a Keisha Tate here that lost her life, a mother of nine, that the pink man was out there doing target practice. And she came outside and asked him to stop shooting because her children was in the house. Six of her children were in the house. And when she closed her door, he raised his gun from shooting at a dish, for the dish, the cable, that round thing. And he raised his gun up and he shot inside her door and he killed her. So he was there basically for that because that's his cousin. But he did get an opportunity to speak for me, for the Bell. You know, he said, you know, he mentioned it to them about the Bell losing his life in Spartanburg Detention Center. And today is the 38th day. We still have no cause of death. And we still have no what, when, where, or how. We know where. But, you know, he did speak up for me. So we left. And now I'm home, and it's another night going to sleep in my slumber without knowing why I had to bury my son on October 11th. But it's going to come to light. You know, just taking it one day at a time. Just taking it one day at a time. And we need to pray for one another. Pray for each other's strength and guidance. And let's be on one accord with this day. As our black people, we need unity. And that's about it for now.
Well, I love it. Queen Mother, we thank you for your update and all of the things considered that they had taken the life of our beloved brother Lavelle Lane without giving the family closure nor giving the family a sufficient explanation as to what had taken place in the time of the killing. And no update, nothing sufficient for us. The autopsy report, the general report, the 911 call, and anything connected to his passing inside of the detention center and being a mental health patient and known by the Spartanburg officials. So we figure there is a form of a cover-up in Spartanburg. We have gone toe-to-toe with the beer-bellied sheriff of the Spartanburg County, and they threw up the good old Confederate flag. They tell them to pull down that guy right on the scene and rocking the set. Our beloved brother Chairman Ty is on the scene. He was also in Gaffney tonight in Spartanburg, and he's going to be able to give you a few updates and as to things he wants to see on the ground in Spartanburg and in Gaffney, South Carolina. I want to bring our beloved brother Ty Nitties right there in South Carolina live, and welcome to Black Power Radio. And you're live on Black Power Radio. Welcome, Brother Ty. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power to you and to your family. Black Power to you and the network and all the Panthers of South Carolina. Black Power to the people.
Power to the people. How y'all doing out there? It's a beautiful day.
Hey.
We're right here with
you.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, pretty good, man. It's rough, man. Trying to piece it together piece by piece. Just got to stick together and just try to get through this thing, you know?
Yes, sir.
It's up to us to do our part. You know, we ask them to help us. We ask them to do what they're supposed to do on their end, but now it's time for us to do what we got to do on our end, if you know what I mean. So, I mean, either you get it or you don't. You gotta take the matters into your own hands and handle it the best way you see fit for the situation. I mean, that's all I know to say. I'm gonna pass it back to y'all.
Black Power, Brother Ty, we thank you again for leaving the comfort of your home and being with the family, supporting the family, and throughout the region. This is a South Carolina state chairman that goes all over the state, and as a truck driver, he's all over the country helping we the people and helping the Panthers and pushing the Panther program around the country. And we really thank Allah for him being on the front line. We've got some more 718 time. We got a 718 on the host queue for 718-930. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio, and welcome aboard. I can see you there, and I think you're in Spartanburg or Gap at 718-930. You're live.
Good evening. I'm Andrea, the younger sister. I'm just all ears today. I don't really have nothing to say.
Well, this is, beloved brother and sister, the sister of Brother Lavelle Lane, who was executed in the Spartanburg Detention Center. We held a rally. We had the arms maneuver at the detention center and made a demand that they would bring the information to the family to give them closure. Again, we had caution tape on the detention center for it is still to this hour a crime scene. We'll be black in Gaffney, black in Spartanburg on the 14th. They have these are people with a high insensitivity for human life, and the fact that they put together between the magistrate and the clerk of the courts and charged a man with a highway walking charge 16 days after his demise, after the memorial service had been held for Lavelle Lane. They still saw fit to charge him. You know it's something hype to somewhat vilify the victim, and therefore they can say, well, this guy was some kind of a criminal, when we know that he was a mental health patient and he was well known there by that staff at the Spartanburg Detention Center. We know that he was somewhat familiar with them. So he shadow boxed for there about 4 or 5 hours into the detention center. Then they reported that he had passed detention center, which from our judgment, looking objectively, he had no business inside of the detention center. They knew to bring mental health personnel, people who are familiar with managing a situation that might be connected to Brother Lavelle Lane, and he had been managed by them before, and they saw fit to give him some medication, and some are saying an overdose of medication, and others are saying that they tasered him unnecessarily. And it's a 150-pound black man, and here we are again. And he's there shadow boxing to keep off what he called the zombies after him. The zombies are the sheriffs attempted to surround on him. And to keep them off, he would shadow box so that they wouldn't torture him. And he said, always said he was afraid. He was afraid, and he was shadow boxed to keep the zombies off him. So these are circumstances that are very peculiar in nature and character, but nevertheless, the killing is not out of the equation when it comes down to the opposition finding us in a vulnerable situation. They will take cold-blooded advantage, and the ultimate, of course, when they get you out of your element, they will take your life. And it's a ritual with them. The killing of black man's, especially, is a black woman's, and just a few miles away, Sister Keisha Tate was put down by a white nationalist who claimed to be drunk and target practice. But the targets are in the opposite direction of the home of Keisha Tate. But nevertheless, the executioner said that, oh, it was just a bullet that ricocheted off the target and killed her. But when we got on the ground to ask the pertinent cross-examination question of how did the bullet enter and where is the DNA, where is the evidence, where is the forensics on the bullet, and it shows that the bullet entering directly from the projectile, leaving the barrel of his gun and going directly into the person and into the anatomy of Keisha Tate. And to move the charges from manslaughter up to murder. So that's the power of activists. That's the power of marching and protesting at this hour. Don't let them tell you that marching and protests won't make a difference. When the black activists are involved, when they are skilled and know how to go about doing things, then we get the results. And brother and sister, you just can't listen to the criticism coming from the criticizer when these very crucial matters at a very pivotal point in the history of us here in America, we the people, as we go out and talk to our beloved brother, Maurice, I think is out there. Maurice and John may be online. We'll get an update from North Carolina if we can get it at 336-583. Brother Maurice, you're live, Power Radio. Black Power? Black Power, sir. See if we can get your mic. You're getting a little bit of a matrix. We're clear that matrix up.
Can you hear me now?
You're loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
And you're live on Black Power Radio.
All right, I just want to let the family know that we still standing by them. And whatever steps we got to take, we will stand right beside them. So they're not alone, and we got their back. So I just want the family to hear that and hear that clearly. We will fight until we can't fight anymore. So don't give up. That's all I'm saying. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I just wanted to let the family know that we standing by them. We know it's, you know, they have their days and stuff, and it's time consuming, but sometimes patience, sometimes the wait is worth it. So
that's right. And please, as Brother Maurice is telling you, and he's one of our majors out in the military, and just don't give up the fight, brother and sister. You got so much to give. You got so many reasons to live. And Bob Marley put it best. Don't give up the fight. Kanye West, Kyrie, all those brothers on the front line. Bob Marley, Stevie Wonder, blind as a bat. But they have been saying these things for years. And it's just that Kanye has got a billion to back his call. He's got some fans, some network to back his call. So now these questions are on the table for the Zionists, for the Germans, the rednecks, and all of those Italians that all team up to kill Louis Teal and to kill Emmett Teal and to kill our beloved brother, Sean Bell, and to kill Trayvon Martin. And from Trayvon to Stephon, we had the Teal family on the radio. And they said nothing has changed from Emmett Till. Now we got to stretch it back 10 years to pick up Louis Till. They've done documentary after documentary. Mamie Till went from city to city and state to state for 50 years. And then no one mentioned a syllable on how they tortured Louis Till and put Louis Till to death in the same manner in which they have done Lavelle Lane, tortured him and put him to death. And they want us to do the drive-by. They want us to return to business as usual. They want us to tiptoe through the goddamn tulips. They want us to sing a few verses of Kumbaya.
but there will be no singing of Kumbaya from the real nationalists, the real freedom fighters at this hour want justice for Lavelle Lane and Keisha Tate and those that have lost their lives throughout South Carolina, from Walter Scott to Senator Clemente Piccolomi, who brought in the body cam and the cam on the front of the holy, some call the police squad car, with a cam on the front, on the nose of the squad car. That's his brain cell. And they executed 9 parishioners. They didn't know ordinary people, 9 college graduates. The reason they do it to our brightest and our best, because if you don't use it, you'll lose it. We're not celebrating our brightest and our best, brother and sister. You want to celebrate Goofy Grape and Thugged Out Joe. And, yeah, you want to celebrate how many years somebody done that. Brother and sister, there's only a handful of people in here. I call us, I round top to the higher number. We're 50 million strong with a $1 trillion budget. Why don't we conduct ourselves? Why don't we behave like we got $1 trillion and a 50 million strong? Only a handful of people locked up. Only a handful of people that sell shoes and sell cars and vacuum cleaners. And the rest of us, they're on the upswing. They're educated people, college graduates, honor students all through, so intertwined throughout all of our networks. Producers, productive individuals are all around us every day. I won't get carried away, but I will go down. Our chief of staff is in South Carolina, and he attended the city council, and he's always been there to open the door and to make sure things move in the right direction, to sign us in and out of places. And he's an active chief of staff, the most brilliant man I know of in South Carolina, and I want to bring in our brother this evening, our chief of staff of South Carolina, our beloved brother CJ, and want to welcome you to the airways. Welcome, brother CJ. The Black Power Radio. Power to we the people, sir. And thank you for being there tonight. And thanks for supporting the family. And thank you for taking your time and your energy to be with us tonight. Thank you, Brother CJ of South Carolina. Power to the people.
Black Power.
Black
yeah,
Power.
We
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black
Power.
Yep. Yeah. Black Power, we went there today. Sister Beverly was there with, you know, and some others were outside, and they gave us a run around today. You know, they told us one time, told me to come in to sign in, you know what I'm saying, which I already had my name on the list, but they told me to come in. And so when I was going back out to get, you know, the rest of the people to come in, and I was going to call the news people to tell them I was in there. They called my name. And, I mean, I had no chance to do anything, so I had to go right up and just begin to speak. But I already knew what I was going to say before I got up there. You know. But, you know, I stated, you know, they need to make the changes about, you know, the law and how could you, you know, shoot into a residential area, you know. So now they're talking about, what the man told me, he said, well, you know, we won't give you a response tonight about what's going to be done, but something's going to be done. You know, and at first he was telling me, you know, because he met with me before that. And he was telling me they were, like, trying to see the, like, with different cities, what they do with their laws and how they was going to try to, like, try to copy, like, somebody else's law, like, their gun laws that's in the county. And I was, like I said, tonight, Why do you gotta to see what another town is doing, what another state is doing? We talking about right here in Cherokee County in the town of Gaffney. We talking about this. You're supposed to take care of home first before you go out and do any other thing. You're supposed to take care of your home first.
you were only telling him right, Brother CJ. And I know that the first responses are going to be lukewarm, and as we move in for our land acquisitions and to change those laws in the book and to change the face of leadership in Gaffney and Cherokee County. And and I know the work is not hard, and I know the boss ain't mean, and we're putting government in place. This is what many that will seek to criticize us, but know that we have skills, and we have skilled professional people going at this thing in a proper manner, such as Brother CJ and Sister Beverly and Brother Ty, myself, and those in North Carolina supporting South Carolina at this hour. We got black power. That's the criticism from the criticizers. Huh? The only thing they can do is not shut their mouth and salute when we walk by. Huh? This is what we have done today, is brought a new gain of respect in South Carolina for the black man and for the Black Panther and for the black activists. And then all those great Pan-Africanists that come before us, and the great, great, great leadership that has been there in Senator Clemente Pinckley, one of the brightest and our best. And this has been the downfall, that they've been able to aim and target our brightest and our best. And they aim straight, and they shoot straight, and they execute straight. Just we have to be trained to aim straight, to shoot straight, and begin to take out some of their brightest and their best. Because they can't tell you that we know how you feel when you take out your brightest and your best, and we're going to make up for it in the by and in the by. They can't explain to you what is the balance to the equation. Oh, my. There's been some terrible things that have been done to us, brothers and sisters. This is a wicked system of injustice that's been imparted upon us, and we are happy to have brothers like CJ on the front line fighting the enemy and using his skills and his intellect to check and to question and cross-examine the opposition in the proper manner. So we thank you. We need to give a round of black power. If anybody black on the line, they should give it up for black power for Brother CJ, for the boldest and the blackest of the hour. Black power. Black power. Anybody black online tonight? Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Brother CJ, Sister Beverly, Brother Ty, and all those great activists of South Carolina, we have to tip the hat. We must give acknowledgement to those great leaders that are bringing the truth today. We're just so happy about that. Did someone up the top have something before we've got Black Lightning out there? We've got a couple of more and a couple more activists.
I just want to tell CJ I appreciate him, because I wrote a little letter on the agenda paper, because I didn't, like I said, I didn't know I had to sign up to speak. But he took the time, you know, to throw the speak about the Mitchell Lavelle Lane. You know, even though it happened in Spartanburg, but they all connected. Spartanburg, Gaffney. You know, you cross a line, you go up the road a little bit, and you in Spartanburg. First is Copley, then it's Spartanburg. So they all join together. They all the same. You know, the pink people is just the pink people. You know what I mean? So it doesn't even matter the county line you cross. They all the same. But he spoke about my son. He mentioned my son, because I couldn't do it. But he did it for me, and I just want to tell him thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
We all thank you. Go ahead, Brother CJ. Yes, sir, we thank you so much. Mm-hmm. From the heart, brother. That's from the heart. Yeah. Help we the people to get on to that next level, see. We need the soldiers. Go ahead, brother.
They're supposed to have another meeting, a guy from NAACP. This is what he told me now. You know, he called me the other night, and he told me it's good what we're doing, because he asked about the Black Panther. And he told me, he said, you know, I not believe it. You talk to him. You know what? Y'all got them shaking in their boots.
Good.
That's what he told me.
And we'll pull it back up, too.
They say they don't know what to do right
now. And we'll pull back up, too, if needed.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're coming back. And until we get those answers, we're going to be going back in and making a few demands on the city and the county board will see us again. Make no doubt about it. We want to replace some of those people that are stagnating the boards in our community and stop the community centers from being there. Summertime swimming pool and basketball will be available for us. So we have proper recreation in the summer that we like, things that we like to do. We want to see that in Gaffney and Spartanburg. It should be plentiful of recreation centers and things that we like, you know. Yeah, we want to see those names because we don't want it to happen again. We want to see a street sign here and there. We want to see a law in the book that if a gun is called in, then the officer knows the appropriate manner in which to manage that gun and manage the individual with that gun. Right now they're showing low to what, zero skills. The skill level is just so low on what to do when they encounter those situations. They don't want to be called the one that went against the NRA. The black chief don't want to be called out as a black man that took a gun from a white man. They start circling wagons on his black behind. He don't want to stand out like that. So he said, my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do. Oh, but there is something that you can do. Yes, you could come to the rescue of We the People, because this is what our taxpayer dollar is there for, to show some concern for the neighborhood, number one, and the citizens, and our black sister, and our black brother, that somebody has to make usage value of our tax dollars, and they have to get on their job or go find another goddamn job. Don't stand in the way. There are people able-bodied and able-minded men. Is that right, CJ and Brother T? Hey. Just able-minded, able-bodied.
The right way, or don't do it at all.
Goddamn jobs and do the goddamn job. You own your job, now you got to do your job. Stay on and put maintenance on your job and security systems on your job. Just stand out. You gonna just keep running you back there and paying you a salary to stand around and watch the goddamn water fountain and, you know, pin your name on the chalkboard. Name tag hanging from you. You dressed up with 1,000 stars on your chest and don't reach out for We the People, then the hell with you and your stars on your chest. You can get the hell on down the road. We'd be like a Budweiser beer can, and we'll kick your raggedy behind right on down the road. So go out here and do some more outreach. See if we can reach out to our brother that's out there in activism. We got 518-228-224. You're live right here on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power to you. And to 518-228-224, you're live. Reach it out at 518. Go ahead.
Hey, while we're waiting for him to boot his microphone up, while we're waiting for him to get, you know, his microphone ready and everything like that, I wanted to let you guys know that tomorrow is voting. So the polls open up at 7 a.m. and they close at 7 p.m. And that's in all jurisdictions. So make sure you get out and vote. If you can't vote, if your right to vote has been taken away, make sure that you encourage others to vote and try to do things like, if you can, anything that helps. Give somebody a ride who don't have a ride to go vote. Encourage some people to get out there and vote. Just whatever you can do to be part of that voting process, because it's up to us on who we vote in there.
And I want to make this clear. Can y'all hear me?
go right ahead.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say this, and this is just a true fact. Just because they scam folk don't mean they can folk. So when you go vote, don't just vote because they your color.
Absolutely right. We got plenty of people we can look at now.
All skin folks ain't kin folk, because there's some,
right.
There's some black people that I'm running right now that I just wouldn't vote for.
Right. That's right. And another thing, some people think because they went to prison or made time, they can't vote. But if you're not on probation and you made your time, you can vote.
That's right. That's fastly coming up in many areas of the country now. We're finding it out, especially in D.C., especially in South Carolina, where we're taking land acquisition at this hour for black power. I know the haters out there. They got their hater degree. They got the degree from hating on me. You're mad as fuck when you see it drive by. You're mad as fuck, and I think you know why. You a player, hater. Yeah, mad as fuck. No, I know why. You know you a window shopper. As we go up here and pick up our Black Lightning. Black Lightning is out here at 301 at 682. The mic's on you. Black power.
Yeah. All right. I'm real proud of y'all down there holding it down at the council meeting, and keep up that black power work, you know. No man left behind. No man, no one man left behind, you know. And I was just thinking of all the ones that came before us, you know, like salute to Khalid Muhammad, salute to Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, all the great Black Panthers that came before us, and all the ones that even taught me. So I'm just put this down for them. So I'm the kink in the white man's armor. I'm the monkey wrench in his plans. You can't scare me away. You can't bribe me away. I'm that real nigga from the wrong side of the tracks. Minister society, if you want to try me. Say, I want to be the one that Khalid Muhammad would love to see me coming, because we know we are gonna keep this cracker running. I see right now that a lot of these people that bow down to the Jews and bow down to, let's just say, they gave their heart. And to the money, they gave their heart for the green. They didn't get their heart for the red, black, and green. And now that the Jews have started running them over, now they want to come back to us. Well, bring some money. That's all I gotta say. You know, bring some funds to the $77 Bakers. You know, you want to redeem yourself? Okay, well, redeem yourself. You know, but don't just say, oh, now I'm just going to hopscotch back and forth, you know, from this square to this square to this square to this square, since now that the Jews and Uncle Scam is saying, okay, you know, we got new rules to go by now, you know, since they've been killing our people, and just like you say, skin folk ain't always our kin folk. So they've been killing our own people, you know, on behalf of them, you know, and now they want to come running back to us. Okay, well, come on with some money. But I want to give a black power salute to the ones that taught me, Janae, Malik, Akbar, Hashim, Nzinga, Haze, Major Black, General Azrael, Black Supremacy, Captain Darrell, Abdul Shakur, I say, Keisha Preston, General Blackness, Brother Pete Gittu, Mama Dog, Captain Hassan, Yasantawa, Umar, Talib, and Biko too. The list is just too long. We'd be here all night. So I just want to say revolutionary salute to all those that put me on the path of the revolutionary path that I'm on. Like Talib asked me a long time ago when we was on the, holding the line, Talib from the Fred Hampton Gun Club said, are you an activist or are you a revolutionary? And then when he started quizzing me and asking me questions, he said, that's not an activist, that's a revolutionary. And then right then and there, it popped in me. So, yeah, that, I'm a revolutionary. So, and I'm still learning because slave catchers, they never caught me. So I'm still learning, and the revolutionary fire is still burning, you know. So you might not love me, you might not like me, but you know how I roll. And I'm on a black revolutionary tip all day, every day. So when they cover me with the red, black, and green, until then I'll be holding the line. And I just want to say, no soldier left behind. So we ain't fakers, so we need that gas money. So hit up 77 Bakers. So you have a strong black military to black your call, and we do it for the people. It's time to stand up, never crawl. Guns up, shoot back. We are the new vanguard of the Black Panthers, new Black Panther Party for self-defense. So call us up, talk black to us, hit that $77Bakers, and listen up for your area code and the first three digits of your phone number so you know we're trying to get you on the line so we can get your behind to the line. Black power. I'm so glad to be here. Yes, sir.
Glad that you're here. Black power for Brother Black Lightning rolling with us as always and keeping that energy flowing and goddamn it going. And we just got so much love for him and all of those that are around Black Lightning. Thank you all so much for your support. As we move this thing forward, we still got a 323. We might have our Minister of Justice maybe out on the line at 323 at 884. You're actually live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
What up, yo?
Happy to get
Black
Power.
Hey, Black Power.
So damn
how
glad.
You doing?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. All right. That's right. There's no other power than Black Power. Well, it comes down to the wire, family. We have one more day till the election day. I'm actually going to vote in person, and if you are on my Facebook Live, to join me in the area that I will be voting. So it is a tight race. It is a very, very, very tight race. Right now we have builder, billionaire Rick Caruso that is neck and neck with activists, let's say community activists, Karen Bass, who is currently a congresswoman for the 37th District. So it has been a very interesting ride in Los Angeles, and we're going to cut down to the wire tomorrow. Now, with every other election, there are a couple of weeks, days perhaps, that we'll have to wait for the final result due to a high number, and this is a record number of mail-in ballots, so a lot of early voting. Apparently. So there have been some talks of Republicans sabotaging the voting aspects, which is why there have been an increased number of early mail-in voters. Now, how true is that? We'll never know. And as I stated in the past, you know, if you choose not to vote, that is your prerogative. But if you choose to vote, you know, it is exercise that has been granted to us. Many of our ancestors died for this specific privilege. Even if you don't have a candidate that you like to vote for, there's many ballots in every state that you could write in your ballot. So if you don't like A or B, you could write in C. You could write in Boo Boo the Fool if you want. As an elector, hey, who cares? As long as you exercise that right, you do it. And I would suggest you write in a candidate. You could put "We the People," or you could say "Power to the People," or you could say "Black Power" for your writing candidate. However it is, just do it. Like Nike says and their racist soldiers, just do it. So, Black family, this is going to be a very, very interesting year, and I look forward to seeing the results as we're holding it down in Los Angeles. So I'm so glad to hear my family on the line. We got the Reese family for the Akbar, Black Lightning, for the CJ and Ty, and many others who are listening. So we thank you for tuning in, Black Power Radio, where every week we bring you the most informative station here on Blog Talk Radio. And as your Minister of Justice, I would like to specifically focus on one thing, and that's justice. Justice, what exactly is justice? Where did it begin? How did it begin? What is the significance? So in the second hour, going into the third hour, I will divulge the history of the justice system here in America, America has a significant history with the Justice Department. And it's not that long after 1776, when the Constitution was created, that we created the first judicial system in 1791. And today in 2022, we all know oh so clear how that justice system do not work in the favor of us melanin folks. No, not at all. This justice system is created for empowerment for definitely the pale faces of this world, and we want to change that. But yet, we have been under this particular rule for over 260-something years, and now is the time to change. So while we are finishing out this election nationwide, also, another interesting election to look at is Stacey Abrams and William Kemp in Georgia for governor. And it's very interesting because Stacey Abrams have been very vocal about supporting the Black men. You know, this year, all she's been talking about is a plan of action she has specifically for Black men, because it's been clear that Black men, that you, we're finally thinking for ourselves, so they feel, and so how dare us want to have something better? How dare us ask questions? How dare us want tangibles for our votes? How dare I? How dare us, huh? So this is the song and dance that the opposition, the Republicans and the Democrats are seeing. So as I said before, it's going to be a very interesting outcome, but this is the year, Black family, where we must be more involved in politics, and I see us doing so much this year. I can't tell you how important, how crazy it is for so many, at least in here in Los Angeles, so many of our Black Angelinos all of a sudden have gotten into politics ever since the racist audio from Nuri Martinez and Kevin De Leon and Cedillo, three Latino city councilmen, how they were caught displaying how they really feel about Black people in Los Angeles. Man, if every school right now was this on fire for politics after every scandal, I think we might have to do it more often. But I love the fact that we have so many of our Black people that are now involved in politics, however it comes, but just do it. Just be involved, because it's very important to know how the oppressor is running us, how they're using our money that we, you know, built, that we turn in, because we're hardworking taxpayers just like the next man, right? So why shouldn't we get a chunk of our own money? So that is one thing that we'll see. Hopefully will be a change next year. So as we move along, I wanted to relinquish the mic back to Sheikh Imam Akbar, and I'll be back in the later hour to finish up with the history of the judicial system, the case of Dred Scott. I'm sorry, I just had a brain fart. the very important historical case of Dred Scott and the significant part it plays in today's justice system. So your girl, Minister of Justice, will break it down. What is the justice system and why is it so important for us to know the details of the history? And then eventually try to change it and create our own. So that's really what it's all about, self-determination, the dialogue never changes, the ideology of us being independent never changes. It is the goal plan. It is the end game. And by hook or by crook, we're doing it. We're doing it. So as Panthers, we have to take revolutionary utmost seriously and really make it a game changer to represent all of our melanated brothers and sisters until we all become awoken. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in to Black Power Radio, and I relinquish the mic back to our host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar.
Again, try to get out to those polls and vote. They open up at 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. in all jurisdictions in this area right here. Get somebody a ride. When we hang up tonight, call some people. Throughout tomorrow, give calls, call people, encourage them to get out there and vote. Give them a helping hand if they need gas money or they need a ride or they need to figure out who in the area they need to vote for. Just help in any kind of way that you can.
All right. Well, if it's not at the mic right now, I might as well just take this time to go over some background. I don't know if Queen Mother Reese, I kind of missed it a little bit, I guess attended city council today, or county council, and she spoke about that. I definitely wanted to know more about the outcome. And next week should be a Spartanburg hearing of a traffic infraction for Brother Lavelle Lane. Now, let's go into the history of the justice system. We're going to do a little earlier right now. So, Black family, listen up, listen up. Gather around, grab a chair, get your notepad and pen, and we're going to spill out a little history of the justice system here in the United States. So what is the justice system? Before the United States adopted the Constitution in 1776, it was governed by something called the Articles of Confederation. And under this governing agent, most of the national government functions were vested in Congress. Congress was still a baby at the time. The legislative and executive powers were not separated in a single chamber, because there were no national judiciary department at the time. And this was the weakness of the articles. This is why a judicial system, in order to strengthen the article, a national judiciary system was established in 1787, when the delegates came together in Philadelphia for something called the Constitutional Convention. And although the agreement was made, there was still conflict that arose trying to decide on what exact form the judicial branch should take. So the Virginia Plan was the first suggestion, which simply proposed to have smaller federal courts in addition to the Supreme Court. The New Jersey Plan wanted a single federal tribunal and did not want an inferior federal court, and stated that in Virginia, And that was stated in the Virginia Plan. So the Virginia Plan and New Jersey Plan were complete opposites at the time on what they wanted the judicial courts to look like on a federal level. So in order to settle the differences in these two plans, there was a compromise. And oh, how we love the compromise. These compromises, I tell you, always goes between everybody else and yet never favors the Black man. Never. But I digress. So these two plans, there was a compromise that was put together in the third article of the Constitution. Now, the article states that there should be one Supreme Court with the Congress, as well as the inferior courts may establish and ordain from time to time. So the inferior courts would be the federal courts in each state, but the main Supreme Court, of course, would be in D.C., in which we have our very own Ketanji Brown. I believe that was the first African-American woman. I'd call her blackface, the first African-American woman to be on the highest level of judge. Now, the first meeting of the Supreme Court took place in 1790 on February 1st. This is the first session, and it lasted about 10 days, and it was actually in New York City, in the Royal Exchange Building, which still stands there today. So during the 10 days of session, a clerk was selected, several lawyers were admitted, and a seal was chosen. So they didn't even have a correct seal at the time. They were still debating what the seal should look like, the seal of the Supreme Court. And no cases were chosen to be decided on during that time. No cases were ruled on in the first 3 years. So the Supreme Court really didn't have cases starting out in the 1790s. 50 cases were decided on the first 10 years, and that was 1800 was when the Supreme Court started running into how it's going to form. Now, the court's appeal was extremely important in the United States judicial system, but it wasn't as important until these cases started becoming complex. A lot of them were based on economic challenges, whereas new businesses were trying to find out how to be regulatory with the law. But believe it or not, civil cases and human rights cases wasn't even a factor at the time because slavery was legal. So there was no such thing as a black man being free, and we're going to soon see that later on in 1857 when we discuss the case of Dred Scott. So lastly, three circuit courts were created by the Judiciary Act in 1789. Each court had a district judge and two Supreme Court justices. This act also was responsible for establishing three levels of federal court system that are in effect currently. So from time to time, other federal courts were created, stated in the Article 1 and Article 3 of the Constitution. The Article 1, the courts are the legislative courts, and that includes the Court of the Veteran Appeals. So if you know a lot of veterans that to this day that have been abused after they serve this doggone country, they have their own special judiciary system with the Veteran Court of Appeals. And then the United States Tax Courts, which also focuses on tax evasion. And then lastly, you got the United States of Military Appeals, which of course relates to the Veterans Appeals. Article 3 courts are constitutional courts, and this is where you would see most of, if we did focus on civil rights or human rights, this is the court in which those cases would be heard. This includes the federal district courts and the Supreme Court. So in short, our judicial system was created about 13 years after the actual Constitution was signed. And so it still, in its infancy, has grown into a one-size-fit-all when it comes to civil rights and human rights of the black man. Now, let's fast forward to 1857. 1857 is the most infamous case of a gentleman named Dred Scott. Now, Dred Scott is very important in history because it actually shapes how today's courts is treating us as blacks who even have an issue when it comes to racial discrimination, racial biases. The Supreme Court does not allow cases like that to be heard. So let's look at Dred Scott and why is it significant today. So Dred Scott was born around 1799, and he was an enslaved African-American at the time. And his wife, Harriet, was also with him, and they had two daughters. Now, certain states, Dred Scott and his family was considered free men, and some other states, they weren't considered free men. But know that Dred Scott was still property of a woman named Eliza and the Scots were claimed to be granted their freedom by Eliza's brother. But when Eliza's brother died, Eliza, who took over the Scots as property, refused, absolutely refused to give them, to let them go, to have their freedom. So Dred Scott got tired, and he stood before Chief Justice Roger B. Taney in 1857, where it wasn't overnight, Black family, that they decided to sue. It took over 11 years and many unsuccessful cases for Dred Scott to even stand before a judge and ask for his freedom. So he was hoping that this judge, who unfortunately was a slave owner as well, so it really was stacked up against Dred Scott's favor to have this judge even see him as a man. And ultimately, one of the most famous words in this case, Roger Taney looked Dred Scott square in the eye and told him that he doesn't know why he's even in that courtroom, that Dred Scott, a Black man, has no rights that a white man will ever respect. Yes, right, Black family. That's exactly what he said. He said, no man, Black man will have rights that a white man will ever respect. Now, this phrase was so resounding that it actually became law. And that's why the Supreme Court in its day right now, with the nine people that you think is the highest judicial system, is actually rooted in blatant racism. Because up until now, Black family, 1857 to 2022, Roger Taney's words have never been rescinded, has never been reversed, has never been removed, has never been displaced. This phrase became the cloak behind the Constitution. So if any Black person has an issue and wants to sue in the highest order of the Supreme Court, they're going to have to go through some hell or high water, because those cases are automatically rejected. Literally, the Constitution states that the Supreme Court is against hearing cases like this. So unfortunately, Dred Scott, you know, died, failed in 1846. Yes, he failed to win his freedom, him and his family. And to this day, this is the repercussions of why the justice system does not work for us. Now, once we know, Black family, that the justice system has a mentality called the Roach Syndrome, and this is just as it sounds. It's called a syndrome in where you portray something as a roach. Now, when you see a roach, and this is where I want you to chime in. So if anybody's on the line, my brothers and sisters, I need you to speak on this one. Now, if you ever have seen a roach, what is the first thing that you want to do when you see a roach?
Stomp them.
Stomp them.
Match them.
That's right. That's right. First thing you want to do is exterminate them. You don't ever hear or see a person that sees a roach and says, hey, I want to take this roach and I want to pet it. I want to feed it. I want it to multiply. I want to give it a name. I'm going to buy a little cage or a house for it. Have you ever heard of anyone pampering and placing a roach as a pet?
No, ma'am.
Absolutely not. Reason is because roaches are pests by nature. They are vile insects. They breed a lot of diseases. So which is why the first instinct is to step on it, or by roach spray, or by glue trap, or by a fog, or whatever the method is to make sure that they don't multiply. And when you see a roach that's actually carrying eggs, that actually is more reason why you want to kill it faster, because you definitely don't want it to breed. This Black family, and the reason why I brought this synonym up is because this is how the justice system views Blacks. This is how the supremacists, the people behind these scenes, the Jewish lawyers, all these people that are behind the scenes, this is how they view black people. This is how they view us. So when you are aware that this is how you're being viewed, your actions will become more exact, more purposeful, on point, and deliberate. So when we're walking around and we're trying some of these black faces out here, like Sharpton and Jackson and some other folks that I'm not going to mention, but you know who they are. When some of these black-looking faces want to come and tell you to sing Kumbaya with the others, knowing for a fact that you are viewed as property, that you are viewed as a roach. And this is something I had to come to grips with later in my life. Now even befriending people who are non-black, I approach it with caution. But I'm still friendly to everyone. I am kind to everyone. But you start stepping out your line and start viewing me like you want to stomp on me, like you want to exterminate me and my family, like you want to do away with us, then that is where we have the problem. So that's why, black family, I want us to start building our own, because at the end of the day, you can't really state that this is what we want for our children or our children's children, to continue to be under a governance that views you nothing as human weeds, as Margaret Sanger, the abortion queen, right, that has started Planned Parenthood, has she has viewed us on certain recordings, certain KKK meetings that she attended. That is where the real Holocaust comes in, was these abortion clinics. And as you say, there's 14 million plus more of our babies that are exterminated in that way. The people who created these systems created it in a way so we do not, as the original man, are able to procreate. We're not able to prosper. We're not able to multiply. So they put these things in place. So the Dred Scott decision, black family, if you are a lawyer, and this is to all the black lawyers out here, black lawyers, I want you to really focus on what you're really pledging allegiance to. You don't really have a lot of civil rights attorneys. They may say they are, but I guarantee you, family, a civil rights attorney is a fictitious position, because when it comes down to the actual hearing or the lawsuits of racial discrimination, 9 times out of 10, they will not complete it. It will not go through. It will be dismissed. It'll be thrown out. And so a lot of us don't really know that and think that we do have a chance to fight for our civil rights. No, they already planned this government to operate in a certain way, and it's really about annihilating and keeping blacks as criminals. That's really what the judicial system is. So you have a Supreme Court magistrate. Let's take Charles William Jones, the big dummy of Spartansburg, who decided to create a traffic infraction on a young man who passed away 8 days before, October 19th. So this man decides to disregard Lavelle as a human being, and, of course, viewed him as some sort of property. So he wanted to continue to tarnish the legacy that Lavelle and the family may have had. So what's the best way to tarnish is to create a criminal database, is to create some type of criminal background, because the Constitution states in the 14th Amendment that we are not to be considered slaves unless, and I use that word unless, it's right there in the Constitution, unless you are accused of a crime, unless you are accused of a crime. And then the states have the right to do what they want with you. This is the Constitution right now, family, that states that. So understand, when we are overrepresented in the justice system, it is, of course, by design. But we have to know the source of why it came to be and reverse it. And reverse it. So for me as a doctor, I have, you know, not ran the streets, you know, and decided to commit a life of crime. That has not been my path. But because of the outspoken ways that I try to fight for my people, that I have Los Angeles County that actually drafted a criminal database on my person. And this is true. This is an actual number, a crime number, and they stated that I had violated Penal Code 283, which is four counts, not one, not two, not three, but four counts, family, of battery on a peace officer. That's what's in a database right now under my name. So when I tell you somebody is going to go to jail, on a serious note, I let things lie, but on record, I let them do what they're going to do. They know they can't do any further. They know they can't mess with me, but they know if somebody looks me up with my ID, that they'll all of a sudden see these four counts of a police battery on a peace officer. Man, how weak how you have to be in order for a black woman to be charged with four counts of battery on a peace officer. Even though I never touched a cop, never had any dealings with them, they just felt that, hey, we can do this because she can't sue for her rights on this case. And believe it or not, the way the Constitution is written, they are actually correct on that. So I say this to say, black family, when you are fighting the revolution for real, you are going to run into oppositions that you wouldn't even want to wish on your worst enemy. But I tell you, black family, fighting the good fight here for my black family, black Angelenos, for the last decade, I wouldn't change it for the world. I will continue to be outspoken. I will continue to face these race soldiers. I will continue to assist in writing legislation. And it has to be a nationwide effort. So there's many activists in the same boat that are very, very proactive, that we will all come together very soon for a time such as this. So that's why I'm getting really excited for 2023, Black Family. It's going to be some real good things laid out for us. But we must be prepared in order to take over those positions. Okay? So political savvy, that really is our strength. Every day as we continue to be more involved in our local politics, we get to see how it's operating. We'll be able to teach and better equip our children in order to fight not only in the earthly realm, the spiritual realm, but in the legislative realm, which is untapped territory, untapped territory. So what I'd like for us to do, Black family, and I want you to think about it, this is why I brought up the Dred Scott decision to begin with, is very important to know what the real laws are. That's why I say I do not pledge allegiance to the flag. I do not believe in this Constitution. I don't follow this Constitution. That's their Constitution. But what we should be, Constitution that should be covering for us, is something called the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR. UDHR, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, is a milestone document, and it gives the history of human rights. The only problem is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is not a law. It's not a law, Black family. It is 30 articles that's telling you your rights. And let me see if I can pull up a couple of declarations I can read. But the right to housing, the right to education, the freedom to move, the freedom to privacy, a lot of these things are things that should be a law, right? So Article 1, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. Article 2, everyone is entitled to their rights and freedoms set in this declaration with no discrimination. Article 3, everyone has the right to life, liberty, security of person. Article 4, no one should be held in slavery or solitude, trade, or prohibited in their forms. And this is very similar to the Panthers' Panthers 10-point plan that was created in 1966. The 10-point plan is a reflective of our human rights. But again, they are not laws. So how can we make it into laws? What we can do in your own state is to gather signatures. Wet signatures on a petition will never go away. It has so much power when you actually have physical signatures of your local neighbors, of the people in your city, in your town, in your state that really want a specific change. So if you're listening in any city right now, you can start a petition of having the laws change. What law would you like changed? First thing, hey, I would like to have the Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a law. Simple. And that will cover 30 articles, and especially pertaining to anti-Black hate, which is not a law as well. That can also be a law. But we need to have traction. We need to have online petitions. We need to have in-person petitions. We need to have a national local database. This is why social media is so important. But we have to start getting the ball rolling, Black family. It is very important for you to be proactive in the little things, just as I mentioned, because that is going to be a greater outcome in the end when we all come together. So what I'm hoping in May, June of 2023, that we have some sort of Article 5 convention in D.C. So that will give us about 6 or 7 months for us to gather signatures. And the Reparations Committee, the Reparations March in November 5th, I'd actually like to hear some more about that if somebody was, if somebody did attend. But the Reparations Committee in D.C. That was held by Tariq Nasheed and a couple of other guest speakers, it wasn't as successful as I would like it to be, but it was, you know, successful in some point. But, I don't want to talk too much about it. I'd rather have someone that that was actually there or know more about it to speak on it. But what I did want Tariq to do as a takeaway was to have him have a plan of action. And I don't know if one was done on that Saturday after the event. They did have some great speakers, but I don't know if there was a clear plan of action of what the tasks are for us to actually complete the receiving of reparations. And that was my biggest issue. And something as serious as reparations, which is what we're actually doing here in California. So if you're not familiar, California is one of the only states that actually had a reparations task force created by the governor. And these 12 body of people are still in the closing phase of the reparations discussion. But what I would like to do next week, November 13th and 14th show, we're going to go in depth. And we're actually going to listen to Revolt TV's last episode. And it had such great panel of speakers. Camila Moore, who is a reparations task force leader, Tariq Nasheed, Riza Islam, Killer Mike. They had a great discussion. And, you know, I'm not really into Revolt TV, P. Diddy type thing, but when they cover politics in a way where it's in-depth and it's understandable for the young melanated artists, for the hip-hop head, for them to be involved in something like this, it is so refreshing. So join us next week. We're going to go in-depth with that particular episode and break down the 5 required necessary steps in order to gain reparations, because it is a science. Reparations is a science, believe it or not. And with a science, there's always a positive and a negative end. But it is very clear that reparations is due, what it is, why is it important to follow these 5 steps in order to complete it. You'll get all that shebang dang. But in short, what is reparations? It is the repair of a specific task. It is the repair or the repayment of a specific misdoing, wrongdoing. And what it is chattel slavery. nothing else, nothing more. So if anybody is confused about reparations, like I said, we'll go in depth next week. But in short, it is specifically the repair or remorse or how do you call it? I don't know. I just had a brain fart. But it's actually just focusing on chattel slavery. And so as a descendant of chattel slavery, and I'm so proud of my history, we are a specific people that require a specific task. So reparations can benefit everyone, just like chattel slavery benefited everyone, right? We built this country. We built, you know, they were able to create the suburbs. You know, they're able to operate in these buildings that our ancestors laid brick by brick. We picked the cotton. We made sure that certain families in the South had so much wealth, you know, that they even tried to refuse to end slavery because they were making so much money off of our labor. And so when we decided not to work for free anymore, that's when it became a problem. Okay, so we're going to not allow this country to dictate how we are going to live the future for our kids. We're going to rebuild and remake Tulsa, Oklahoma over and over and over again until we actually get a fortress. But we cannot stop black families. When I tell you consistency is the key, there is no other way that we must, but we got to stay straight on. So with that being said, black family, I said a mouthful, but I wanted to touch base on the history of the justice system, and we'll talk more about what the plans of action for reparations are. In the meantime, I want you to continue to pray and support the Reese family as we continue to try to get answers from these race soldiers, try to get some type of understanding of where their mindset is. But again, we cannot expect them to treat us like humans now when they have never thought of us as humans to begin with. So a snake is a snake, as Mama Reese would say. A snake is a snake is a snake is a snake. It's going to bite you no matter how you feed it, pet it, or take care of it. It's still going to bite you. So are we going to continue to be dumb or are we going to continue to build? That's the question for 2023. With that being said, power to all the people.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. Black power. All right.
Black
Boom
power.
Shack, Black and Cracker.
Right on.
And Black power, Black power. I want to thank our beloved Minister of Justice, Dr. Critical Truth Bay, for being able to come off of an assignment and still give an example. And listen, I hope y'all are not going to drive by there. You're taking a note about the Critical Truth Space because there are certain members on this line. Yes, that's right. You will be tested to see how you conduct yourself. You are given great lessons such as what she's passing out on a consistent basis. We're going to suggest how much you are retaining your information and listening to the Minister of Justice. We're not going to be like those revolutionaries of old. We're just going to come and work them all the way down to the grave. And all you do is just pour a little dirt on them. And no, we're not that. We're revolutionaries in the movement of black power. You got to do so. We give you information that makes you have to get up, stand up, and don't give up the fight. And how to engage the opposition. It's a valuable lesson. Somebody's got to beat out who. I know what. I got to beat on everybody. I can find out who. All sources of noise, all road noise and airway noise can be amped up immediately. But brother and sister, and we got Brother Ty and our sister Beverly at the top of the key, and they've been giving us the insightfulness of just showing up at the city council. I want you all to get it straight now. There's a city council portion of this thing, and there's a county board. I want you to speak distinctively so that others that are listening, that you know what the fuck you're talking about when you say a county board meeting or a city council, because it's very two distinctively different things going on, as they have explained to us tonight. and you got to take your good notes and know how to build your municipal kind of administrations and staff. How in the hell are you going to take over government if you don't know the usage value of every office and every assistant to that office? And so it's a big step for most of us, but it's not a step that is too broad or a step that you're not able to manage. But you have to work the government from within yourself in order to have government around you, the proper balanced state of government with a homeostasis or el-mizan to develop a balanced community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, says to let there rise out of you a band of people or a group of people or an organized group or organization. Let there rise out of you a band of people that are inviting to all that is good and forbidding what is wrong. And it's called Ummatul El-Mizan. That's how you got the word community. In that is the The Ummatul El-Mizan is a balanced community that's inviting you to a balanced way. El-Quran and all other scriptures frequently suggest balance, how to do things in moderation and how to keep a steady balance, how to have patience and how to get things, how to endure the criticism from the criticizers and still come out on top. And I've got several women. I think Sister Sonia's out there somewhere. She's talking about a lot of balance out there in the New York mob that's working to support the Lane family and others that are having situations. At 718-290, you're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Hello, good night, Black Power.
Oh, bye, Black Power. How are you feeling, Sister Sonia? What's going
I'm
on with
fine,
you?
I'm running late again. I just came from taking my husband to work. It's crazy out here in New York, especially in Brooklyn. So I prefer taking the work. The bus and the train ain't making it. You know what I mean? That way I know he's safe.
If I get any better, I probably wouldn't be able to stand. I'm doing fantabulous now. And how about yourself?
All right, now. I'm all right. I'm trying to make it. That's it. Taking a rough life easy.
Now you're looking to the west side and the east side of the United Snakes of America, and there's a different kind of there's a New York groove, a New York spirit that's going on, and then there's a west side with the sisters out there in the political race and doing what she's got to do, et cetera. But you notice the environmental influences are different in the city of Los Angeles as to the city like going through the Bronx and Brooklyn and going across the boroughs every day. And so,
right.
So these are things that Black Power Radio try to give you the best of the spectrums of the universe. So continue.
I know that's right.
Pass that mic. Go ahead, sister.
Mm-hmm. I told you I'm just late. I'm just coming. I ain't even stopped breathing yet. I came right in and turned the show on. But again, thank you everybody for the support. Thank you everybody for looking out for my family. I appreciate that. And I'm just here.
I'm glad that you're here because this is a sister that's she's like that conduit. She's the plug that brings these networks together. And a slight update is Sister Beverly attended the county meeting today, the county board. I think Brother Ty was at the county board. Brother CJ, the chief of staff, was at the county board. Brother Ty is the chairman in South Carolina, and Brother CJ is the chief of staff. Sister Beverly is our spiritual advisor, and they were able to go in and escapulate some more information as to what's going on and get some commitments. And the main thing that we wanted to accomplish today is to know that, yes, we are the Black Panthers. We're out here. And, yes, we are demanding some explanations. And, yes, we're demanding a portion of this government and asking that things become more balanced in the favor of we the people. and we know how to do this. So we're doing it skillfully and effectively.
All right, now.
Across South Carolina, across the you got the barrels rolling. I can know you got the A train and through the Z train rolling around there, keeping New
sure
York
do.
Balanced, and Jersey and Connecticut in some shape.
Mm-hmm. All the letters, and the numbers.
That's right. Good old C train and 1, 2 and the 3 train. You keep it
That's
moving.
Right.
As only Sister Sonia can do it as activist, and then her activism extends out. And this is where our concerns that many of our people, many of we the people, get frustrated with New York, and they ease on up to the vanilla suburbs like White Plains, Miss President.
Mm-hmm.
And
not
she has
me.
To go out there and labor still when she's free from her immediate task and homework and housework and husband work and taking husband, wife, and children all back and forth to where they got to go. She still has to go out on the White Plains of New York and all out to Syracuse and do outreach work. See, this is what I'm saying. It's not no easy task to be no black activist at this hour, you see. And then outreach and no community organization, no network is any better than its ability to do effective community outreach work. And she shows, she demonstrates outreach. She's way up in the Bronx of New York, Brooklyn, New York, Harlem, New York. But she's reaching all the way down to Gaffney, South Carolina, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina, and Raleigh, and Durham, and Richmond, Virginia. She's doing outreach, and that's what a real activist does, brother and sister. So we're just so proud to be able to serve with you and to light a candle and be able to sit there and hold your shoelaces or your jock strap just to make sure that you can get on board and get to and fro where you got to go. My, my, my.
All right now.
Ma'am, that's right. That's right. So we got so much love on that East Coast, and we're trying to get it so that network will start rolling out of San Diego, rolling into Los Angeles, roll on up to go Vallejo. We get our brother Fred is frequently giving us updates that police are doing the beating, the beat down and the killing of black people has not stopped in the suburbs of San Francisco and Oaktown, Vallejo, and Fairfield, and all those, what they call, Nella suburbs. So don't think that they're off the hook in California because you're not on the headline every night. We know what you're up to. We know what you're willing to do to we the people. And on up from Frisco and Sacramento, all those different ones you got there. This is what you got to understand, Northern Cal. On up into Portland, Oregon, and the Seattle, Washington. There's Panthers all up there in Seattle. That record that you're listening to, the Asada Shakur song, comes from the Black Panthers in Seattle, Washington. A lot of people don't know that. So we're just going to keep your geography strong and keep focused and committed. And we have the elements of success in building a strong black nation, because that's the question of New York is how. You're going to make the black nation rise. We're going to agitate, educate, and organize. That's how you got to do it. How we get the black nation rise, agitate, educate, and organize. And that's the key to it. Because if you just got an agitator alone, or you just got what you call the center of a washing machine, you got that by itself. Huh? With no motorized rhythm, then you got nothing but wet, dirty clothes, according to Dick Gregory. So we got to stay focused, brothers and sisters, and keep the black revolution alive. Instead of keeping, see, revolution is an action word. And see, repentance becomes an action word when it's used properly. Remorse is an action word that you demonstrated with action that you were sorry. We don't want you to go down there copping no plea, because that's how we've gotten confused, and we mistake the mercy from the jurors, from the Minister of Justice, huh? And we get the mercy from the Minister of Justice, and we mistake that as justice. So We got to have the power of discrimination to work with this revolution. So anybody that wants that mic, we got some open mic up in here. And let's see. Let me open them back up because I shut down a few. We had some background noise. And we chilled out the background noise. And now we got CJ, Black Lightning, and all those great activists on the line. Mother Beverly, the Queen Mother Beverly of New York via South Carolina right now. And there's another 718-930. Did you get an opportunity? 718-930. You're actually live on Black Power Radio with Brother Sheikh LMM Akbar and Sister Sonia, the Black Activists of New York. And that's New York City and New York State, which is a mighty big place. I'm not going to lie to you. We went 2 more hours and still wasn't halfway to Buffalo. Come on and talk black to me. You got your parts of New York that extend all the way up to Buffalo, all the way up to Canada. And you still got Boston and Harvard and Yale University, Cambridge, and Harvard University out there on the East Coast while New York State is going on up to the mountains of Canada. You got to know these things. So who's that humming in the back? Come on live with me. Talk black to me. I'm addicted hummingbirds singing like that. Come on, Black Power, Black Power. The Black Power Nation is on the rise. And as the black man rides, the goddamn cracker's demise. I just keep that thing straight. Wake up. Just don't wake up late. If you wake up, stay woke. Because, you know, cracker creepeth. And don't you dare let the goddamn devil catch you sleeping. You got to wake up with your wake-up juice. For it was written and prophesied about the murder on the devil plus his world of lies. But watch these niggas at BET. They're still eating the burgers and fries. But I still the eye for an eye. I always top up and say, surprise. Is that you at the mic, Black Lightning? Black Power.
Black Power. I'm digging it. I'm just digging it. I could be here all day. It'd be a whole show of just listing out names, giving out a shout out to the mentors that came before us. We'd be all night long, you know, because I didn't want to leave out nobody, you know. I started thinking of all the people who left out, you know. I was like, goodness gracious, Bobby Seale, Huey Newton, Elgin Cleaver. Goodness gracious, we could be here all day, you know. The revolutionaries are on all sides of the lines. And it only takes one spark to bring us all together. You know what I'm saying? And when that day happens, Lord, 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 J. Edgar Hoover gonna be he gonna be turning over in his grave saying, "God damn it, I was right." Say he didn't realize he had it kind of right, but he didn't have it all the way right. He thought he was looking for a black messiah. He wasn't looking for the black messiahs. And that's what he got on his hand right now, the black messiahs, you know. So that's going to put the spark under everybody's boots and say, wait a minute, hold up. Let's everybody unite to fight this cracker on all sides of the line, you know. Just like our people better pay attention, you know. They got Kim Jong-un over there in North Korea starting to shoot missiles at South Korea, and America with the KK, America with the 3Ks. They got a vested interest in that because a lot of people don't realize Guam is part of the United Snakes. You know, that's right over here in South Korea. So, and then we got an old man in the White House shaking his fist at Putin, and Putin sitting up there with his hands turning black because he's got a sickness, and we're not really paying attention past these people like
well, I ain't going to say no names, the people that, they're so busy trying to discredit us till they're taking their they're making people take their eyes off the ball and look at us too hard. So while they're taking their eyes off the ball, Putin is looking at us, you know. Kim Jong-un is looking at us, you know. Just like they, the United States made a, oh, I'm getting ready to just put the news out now. The United States, they put the, they drafted the treaty with over there in the Middle East, with and then they went back on their word, you know, and then they don't want the middle all those Middle Eastern states to get together, you know. That's why. That's why United States never really got too huffy and puffy with the Middle East, because if they all unite, it's over, you know. And the same here. If we all unite, it's over, you know. So we can't have another Black Wall Street where we're surrounded by the enemy and all we got is horse and buggies and banks and businesses. No, we got to have a strong Black military to block that call, you know. Just like I was reminiscing with our one of our my mentors about how when we were down in Tulsa and they had and they tried to they were really trying. They trying to say, well, I mean, what I'm saying is, when I say they were really trying to split up the troops and have the troops have all the commanders go in different directions so that it would be nobody there on the line except the soldiers, and the soldiers are just looking at each other saying, well, we better wait until Malik or Akbar or somebody get back so they can tell us what to do. So me, being how I am, I was like, well, the leash is off. Akbar's not here to stop me, so I'm running y'all off this line. I'm talking about the oppressors that had taken up space in front of the church, the historical Black church, with white supremacist soldiers, race soldiers standing there fully armed. Had all their AK-47s, their sidearms, and everything. But what they wasn't expecting was for one unruly Black crazy-ass revolutionary like me to come up in the middle of them and say, I will slice and dice everybody up in here if you even make – if you blink wrong at my peoples, you know. So and they started moving off to the side. Another one came up, and he thought it was funny. He thought he wanted to have a little smirk on his face until I got shoulder to shoulder with him and said, "You think this is funny?" I said, "You know what's really funny? You can't raise your weapon faster than I can bring out mine." So anyway, that's just a reminiscence. But imagine if we, if all of our commanders on the same page, all of our soldiers on the page, and then we gonna march up there and we say nobody's walking in the church unarmed, nobody's gonna stand outside and watch over us. That ain't one of us. So we could have just took that damn posted with all the soldiers that we had out there, over 1,000 men. Everybody was strapped to the teeth, you know. If we had just walked up and surrounded them and said, and just give them the nod, say move out, they wouldn't have been smirking their way back. They moved out. Actually, the last one that don't want to say too much about that, but the last one that smirked his way up next to me. He told me, he said, well, we getting paid for this, and this is our post. I said, not today, bro. Not today. I said, and I'm not getting paid. I'm doing this because it's my people. You can't pay me off. Buy me off. You can't bribe me off, and yep. You can't run me off. Yep. And guess what? They left. And they called, and they got smart about it, and they got a Black security team to come up there right after that. So all power was with the people, and all power was going to stay with the people. Because I am. Come on with it now.
Right. Everybody. Black revolutionary.
Black revolutionary. I am.
Black revolutionary.
I am. Right. A Black revolutionary. And I'll hand the reins over to the
Black
people.
To our chief. While we are live on this subject, I want you all to know that chicken foot Zulu Shabazz had paid those officers to do that stuff, had paid them to be in there. I have receipts. We got a T-shirt. I wish I had Sister Desiree on. She's coming with the T-shirt of we got receipts. We got receipts. And the Cracker Mine and Shabazz had set us up with that move at the church, put the Cracker soldiers up in the church on our mission, asking us for receipts on our guns, asking us to turn in some guns. But they knew, they lured Sheikh Imam Akbar out of the rabbit hole. You see what I say? Because they know I had zero tolerance for such a behavior. See, they don't want a real soldier on the front line handling business. So that's why these bastards have ducked me at every fucking turn of the road. But I just don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. I don't give a damn about a misled, misguided Zulu Shabazz. Can't even find the right goddamn address. Always want to jump out of lease. Always want to jump out of the goddamn headline. Well, tell me headline that shit that he teamed up with them crackers and left the airport with a cracker and misled us to the airport on a wild goose chase and said he left with a goddamn cracker. And I don't give a damn about his own.
They didn't know that there was going to be a monkey wrench named Black Lightning in the mix.
He
was looking for a number two screwdriver.
And the grinding with black people. Knows absolutely nothing about love and the black man and the black woman. Always looking for a poly, what he called, polygamous type of affair with our black woman. Always looking to lure the Nation of Islam women into some crazy love affair and some old thing that he knows he's not going to fulfill that shit. Always pissing off Louis Farquhar, the Honorable Salas Muhammad. Always pissing off Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar and his crew and by doing old lame brain, knuckleheaded stuff like leading all the soldiers. Get good soldiers, take them out in front of the camera and go to the wrong goddamn address. And so all of that put together, that means nothing to me what he does. Because Allah always exposed the devil for who he is. And exposed the righteous and the truthful for who they are. And the right doesn't come to aid wrong, and wrong don't come to aid right. Because wrong and right are diametrically opposed. And never shall the two meet, and never can the twain team up and do good. Because wrong is going to be with wrong. And right is going to be right. And right is going to be with right. And the righteous will not team up with the wicked. Not at this hour, sir. Not at this hour.
Right.
Power to the people. Anybody want to mic
power to the people.
Black power. Black power.
Black power. And you know what happens when you throw a monkey wrench in a cogwheel? Well, I don't mind being the monkey wrench. Throw me in the cogwheel, and that cogwheel, that whole machine had to stop. Black power.
Interview all the chop. Black power. Harambe. Harambe.
Harambe.
Let us all pull together for righteousness. Let us all pull together in the name of righteousness. Harambe. Harambe. And we
Harambe.
The wooden tooth bastard was on this line tonight, hiding under some old crazy number and stuff. These guys will never stop with their wicked stuff that they do. But all praise is due to Allah. We continue to work with the righteous, and we can feel the need to fulfill what is good for the righteous as we work to team up with those that are bent on righteousness and they don't give a damn about the wicked. For the wicked, by their very nature and character, they're ever perishing, ever fading away by their character and by their nature. Expose them for the wickedness they do and for the wicked ones that they are. I have no fear of the wicked because I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me the wicked have no power. The devil has no power except what you give him. And Frederick Douglass said it best, that the wicked can only do what you allow them to do. And if you give them no goddamn power, then they got no goddamn power. Not at this hour, but black power is it's a lifestyle. It's a movement. And it's something that is just moving the wicked right on out of the way. Exposing the wicked, and we keep it moving. So there we have it.
We're modern-day Moses.
Sir?
You're modern-day Moses. You're modern-day Moses.
leading our people through the murky Red Sea to freedom, you know. So when Pharaoh and his army come chasing up behind us, the God of heaven and creation of all the world and all the creation, just have the Red Sea swallow them up, Black Power.
That's right. And with the self-determination of Ezekiel, we will prophesize to the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones until we can prophesize them to move out and move up and move into unity. Until we prophesize those dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones and we'll tell them, say, speak ye, O dead dry bones, in the valley of the dead dry bones. According to prophecy, the dead dry bones were able to speak in the valley of the dead dry bones. And when they begin to speak, they become into unity. And from that, the Ezekiel, the prophet, raised exceedingly a great army that went on to check the Pharaoh of that hour. Is that right, Black Power? He checked Pharaoh according to the book. God damn it, he defeated the Pharaoh of that hour. Oh, and that's Black Power, symbolical of us today, going up to defeat the Pharaoh. For there's nothing in Trump's camp. There's nothing in 46.2 that could ever check any one of you that's been skilled and trained and properly groomed by us. We the righteous of the Black Panther Party. There's nobody in this camp to match any one of our top soldiers. And they don't want to fuck with me, huh? Why you want to fuck with the wrong nigga? That's what you do when you come fucking around with me. So Black Power, we're going to keep it moving. And I got all my Black people power. Lined up for it. We're going to have to pray our way out of this because I know we said enough. Might have said too much tonight, but I tell you what. Oh, man, Allah knows what needs to come out. He knows the righteous from the wicked. He knows the voice of the lamb. The voice of the lamb, see. That's the thing. You know, and they know the difference between the wolf and they know the one that hides out. The wolf that comes in the sheep's clothing that hides and takes us around till midnight until he can devour one of our lambs. So we know the wicked and the signs. That's why we have to come strong sometimes in order to put protection on the lamb. With that said,
he coming as the lion next time, the conquering lion next time. Now, he came as the lamb last time, coming as the conquering lion next time. And I was thinking how when Yeshua went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he went to pray that the Father take the cup of that terrible cup that they were about to do to him out of his hands, but not my will, but your will be done, Father. So, and then when he went back down and his troops were asleep, I think that's a metaphor for what it was going on in America today. The people asleep. So that was a metaphor when he told them, can you just stay awake for one more hour? Well, I go back up in here and pray for one more hour. And he came back and they were still asleep. And saying, how can you not hold the line while I'm up here having a conference? You know, I just ask you to hold the line and don't be asleep. So my brothers and sisters, all I say is, I see that as he's telling us to stay woke, stay woke, stay woke, and hit up Black Power Radio, Black Power. Oh, 77 Baker.
That's right, Black Power. And that's the words and the history story of the Messiah, where he said that you could not watch and pray, not even 1 hour. And then he prayed that prayer where he faced the ground. And he came back and prayed the same prayer again, and he faced the ground. Came back and prayed the prayer for the third time. And I can't find any of those claiming to be righteous praying the prayer of Jesus in his most challenging hour. Oh, my, someone should say it. That Jesus prayed this prayer. He said, for it has become expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, then it is your comforter will not be sent unto you. Your comforter shall come and teach you into the knowledge of all truth. He said, I shall go away, you'll see me no more. But then yet again, you shall see me and the righteous body of those that obeyed me and kept my commandments. He said, for I have come not to change, but I have come to fulfill. Oh, great Messiah, what is it that you have come to fulfill? He said, it is those laws and the commandments that were given to Moses and given to Abraham. And he said, that any way you could turn this bitter cup from me, then turn it away. Almighty God, but if it is thy will that I drink it, and if I drink of it, then thy will be done. Not as I will, but thy will be done. And for she said it is again that you come to save me, for you have saved the blind, the deaf, and the leper. And he said, for I did heal the blind, save the blind, the deaf, and the leper. She said, for you have saved me, and I have been made whole this day. But oh, my. He said, no. You have been saved and made whole this day. But it is your faith that has saved you, my. He said that you have been made whole. He said, but not in me, but in the he and the one who have sent me. This is what you must understand. The creator of the universe and his servant, Jesus the Messiah. You must learn and know the distinctive differences so you can differentiate. You must use the power of discrimination to know what you're talking of God today. Don't show Christ thyself approved. Steady that Almighty God has approved you in your steady, my. Oh, you need wake up juice so bad today. But we are here with the juice, for my cup runneth over, my. This is the truth of Almighty God. The disciples came and said, oh, great Messiah. He said, you have healed the blind. You have healed the deaf and the leper. And you have healed us in this day and this hour. And he touched his disciple and he said, oh, my disciple, greater things shall you do when you come in after me. And I will land on that tonight and know, brother, sister, if you listen to me, understand me, and work with me, and know that greater things shall you do when you come in after me. As we turn it over to our beloved sister, out on that west side, we got Dr. Truth Bay, and our beloved mother will close out for us tonight. If you have something, Ty, or brother CJ, we can go in that order. It's brother CJ, Ty, and the Dr. Truth Bay and the Queen Mother, Beverly. Go right ahead in that order. If you all are still with
I just
us.
Want to make sure everybody, you know, go out and vote tomorrow. Go out and vote. That's all I got to say.
Led by the Ty in South Carolina. He's our chairman. We want to give recognition to this brother who works quietly, but effectively and skillfully. He's a skilled brother. And we want you to give the highest of honor and respect, and if he gives you some advice, we want you to adhere to and keep that advice and adhere to and obey the instructions coming from the chairman there, because he knows what's going on the ground. He knows what's going all the way from Los Angeles to Vegas, D.C., Chicago.
I'll call him. If you come see me, I'll let you know what's going on, because I know you're going
to
go off on him.
All right. Somebody's noise in the background. And we
can
all
you,
open
is it me?
Yes,
I mute myself.
And to the Dr. Truth Bay and to the Queen Mother. That's as we're closing out. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Queen Mother, you want to go?
No. Last what word. I want you to do is you pray. You give us the blessing and the peace and the guidance for the night, if you don't mind. Dr. Truth Bay, please.
Sure thing, Mom. Sure thing. Okay, first, I would like to thank everyone for being on this call tonight, and definitely to remember, no real revolution can be fought without being grounded spiritually, without having your faith, your works will be certainly dead on arrival. So we must all remember the Most High, that we are children of the Most High God. And for us to forgive others, even though they don't deserve it, but the Lord says to forgive others as he has forgiven us. as we move forward. He never said that we should forget, but we definitely, definitely must love one another as the Lord intended us to do. So with that being said, my beloved brothers and sisters, want you to bow your heads. We want to thank you. Yes.
I just heard.
I'm sorry. Just had a sister here that wants to hear my Jesus. Definitely. So it's good stuff. So before we close out, I want that's right. To know that. Oh, go ahead, Imam. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. For those who don't believe that we should close the name of Jesus, have lost their mind. Because the one of these superheroes and the capes on their back and the straps on their back. But when they die, we got to go rest at that same church that they're making mockery tonight on my mind. But we got to find a place to bury them. We got to find a preacher with an open church and an open door to have a decent memorial to put their black behinds away. So I'm not going to play with them tonight.
Be safe, Mama. Love you so.
And you got to love the truth.
Yes.
Got to love you some Jesus. Muhammad loved you some Jesus. Muhammad fought in the wars against you, your enemies. Fought the enemies for you. He kept his weapons. That's what you must understand. As Sheikh Ali Imam Ali is teaching us on Friday. Muhammad had 7 special weapons. He kept his bow and arrow. Kept his knife and shanks. Huh? Because he was still ready for war because the vicious enemy was so vicious that he had to keep his weapons up until he passed away, fighting the enemies of truth and righteousness. As we're fighting this out, I have to keep my weapons because the wicked is rising up so strongly against me, and they come so wickedly engaged, and they want to take your life. But I let them know you have to give your life to take my life. That's where the opposition will stand up. They will not stand up until you stand them down. Got to wake up at this hour, brother and sister. It's your God and your gun. But know that just right, you can't check the Bible. You can't check the Quran. Because there's so much science and wisdom in both books. It's overflowing. It's just you haven't been given the keys to unlock some of the riddles and the knowledge of the book. You haven't been given the knowledge of the book. So you could run around here, make them rock. I get you. Marking the Bible, the Quran, I'm going to check your behind. And the only way you'll get away is that you run quicker than me. And I'm 70 years old. I still run me a decent 100 meters. So you go ahead and try to run. Run. But you goddamn sure can't hide. And I ain't going to lie to you today. So we come to check the wicked right in the midst of their iniquity. And bar none because there's no holes barred at this time. Let it be heart say, man, all that is said today, all that will be said, and all that we can say and do. We know our beloved brother. I want y'all to listen to this song. Mama Gay said it best, my mama. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Don't go and say things about my father. We give each other
thing that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Oh, they do.
One that got away, one we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, go Mattel, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the Comatell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just complain. Started didn't fight, just to shift the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, they just drop bombs. Some mothers in the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains.
change, twist and change the American way. Slaves twist and change. Kill Fred, but she'll never get a out of. Chill Huey, but she'll never get a out of.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercial and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution, because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing, because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said a job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Was fighting with the devil's dog. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like stale blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you saw the lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry drying. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I called him science through the order rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamine. I decide with cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. Why you down there? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse.
They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Love you, mother. Okay.